As the Republican race continues its surprises when Rick Santorum won in all three state contests on Tuesday. OSU Cascades political science professor Jim Foster feels it's become a two-man race between Romney and Santorum.
Fairly clearly, the Republican Party is not happy with Mitt Romney. They may be happier with Rick Santorum on ideological and political grounds, but if the overriding goal is beating Barack Obama in the fall, which, as I've told you, I think is the fundamental goal, like a magnificent obsession, the Republican Party's got a real dilemma on its hands.
Foster believes Gingrich is out of the running, and Republicans have to decide which candidate a majority of them will throw their support behind. The next races are 3 weeks away in Michigan and Arizona, where Romney is expected to do well. A big night, as we said, for Rick Santorum in last night's races. He won in all three states, Missouri, Minnesota, and Colorado. Colorado's victory was the most surprising. Craig Lindell is a volunteer in the El Paso County Republicans in Colorado Springs. He supports Mitt Romney, but many at his caucus did not.
Santorum did a sweep in these three states. I think he can come back from this. I mean, if he keeps up what he's doing and don't have the negativity step against just go against Obama instead of against Newt and keep it on that part of it, I think he can do okay. I think he'll come out okay.
Romney won the Colorado caucuses 4 years ago, but this year lost to Santorum. Turnout was down in all three states. Now that ODOT officials have decided to stay at their current location on the north end of Bend, they have to get permission from lawmakers to do the necessary upgrades to the building and parking lot. ODOT spokesman David Thompson says they need to do about $1.5 million worth of improvements, and they'll have to shut down the DMV offices during that process.
There are some issues to deal with in the future, but we've decided to stay there and make that work for the citizens of Bend.
And we don't know when that might be happening with them kind of moving out for a little bit.
No, it's any sort of capital expenditure requires the okay from the legislature, so we actually have to go to the legislature and ask permission to follow this course.
Thompson says they spent a lot of time comparing the cost of improving the existing building or moving to another space, and this was the best option. Opponents of the original Bend DMV site selection in the Brookswood Plaza applaud the agency's decision to stay put. Spokesman Joe Mansfield, who helped convince the DMV to change its mind on the Brookswood site, believes state officials made the right decision.
And I didn't know initially that they were in property that was owned by the state when I found that out. I thought, what are they doing? Why are they looking at anywhere? Why not stay where they're at? It may not be ideal in terms of what the infrastructure is, but certainly, I mean, from a private business owner's perspective, anyone that's got a property they own themselves would be a fool to go out and lease space from somebody else rather than stay where they're at, particularly in a very difficult economic environment.
The state will need to spend about $1.5 million to renovate the current building and parking on North Highway 97. Economic Development for Central Oregon has hired a new business development manager. Nate Leobroton will take over for Eric Strobel. Leobroton is a Bend native attending Bend High and is a graduate of the University of Oregon. He's worked in venture capital and was a financial manager with Bank of America Merrill Lynch in Portland. He's excited to help local companies grow with EDCO's help.
I think that Bend, its history has come from tourism, and primarily tourism, and then lumber if you go far enough back. And I think it's going through a transformation, and I think the timing is actually good. I mean, with the general economy down, it's time for change, I think, in some areas. And I think, as I mentioned, some of the entrepreneurial activities that are going on, I think that's just one exciting area where those changes are happening.
More than 60 candidates from 12 states applied for the business development manager job at EDCO before Leobroton was selected. And Deschutes County Commissioner Alan Unger says better communication is one lesson to be learned from a recent controversy over an effort to bring both the Lead Men and Iron Man to Central Oregon. Iron Man organizers pulled out after a conflict with the Lead Men race surfaced. Unger says he would have liked to have seen both races come here.
Some people think we could do it. Other people didn't think we could. I'm all for rising to the occasion.
He says some people felt we didn't have enough volunteers to run both events. Unger was a guest this morning on 1110 KBND's Your Town. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.